We're starting now.
Hey.
So how you been?
totally normal. Good. How are you?
Yeah, good. How's married life?
It's shockingly similar to non-married life.
Interesting.
Well, was it different for you?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Interesting.
But I don't know. Maybe it'll be different for you. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think because we had been living together already.
Living in sin.
Yeah.
Wait, so what you're saying is the only way to figure this out is to split, try it again, and let us know.
Yeah, I guess so. I'll let you know.
Pass that by and see how that goes.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been 2 months or so. A little over 2 months. I think our last episode was June 1st, pre-WWDC.
Wow. And now, so we never
recapped WWDC, no. So what did you think, Mike? Was it a good one or
what did they even announce?
I don't remember. But next week they have an event and they are going to announce a couple of things, I think.
The iPhone XS Max?
And the iPhone XR? Did you see that rumor?
Wait.
Uh-oh.
No.
Because they have like the three iPhones, right? So there's like the two OLED ones. The iPhone XS, I guess, and the iPhone XS Max are the rumored two sizes for the new OLED ones.
OLED,
yeah. And then John Gruber said that floating around is the rumor that the like 6.1-inch LCD one is going to be called the iPhone XR, which doesn't make any sense. But like other than R comes before S.
Yeah. It's like the RS,
true.
Like John's car.
Very true. Except for there should be a T before the S and after the R.
That would be the more high-end one. Yeah. The iPhone XT.
S1, yeah. Model 4.
Tenet,
I don't know. Their whole,
yeah, I don't know.
Their whole naming has never been very good. So, I mean,
yeah.
It doesn't really matter. Like, it doesn't matter what they call it, right?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. So what we're getting is we're getting three iPhones, two of which are OLED, and one will be LCD. And the LCD one will be bigger than the current OLED one.
Yeah, I think 5.5 inch. Or what is it now? 5.7 inch? 5.8 inch?
5.8. No.
Yeah. Something like that.
No, I'm not sure.
5.8 inch and then like 6.5 inch. Those are the two OLEDs. And then like a 6.1 inch cheaper model that's going to actually be bigger than the smaller of the OLED models.
Oh gosh. Okay. Well,
yeah, I don't know.
Gotcha. Are you in, John?
I'm going to save my money for the Samsung 8000K television.
Oh, nice.
Instead.
Okay.
It's probably only going to set me back about $10,000 for a 65-inch, but you know, I
wait,
got
what,
plenty
probably
of
probably more.
What's the 8000 I mean, is which model is that? Is that an OLED?
Aren't they releasing an 8K?
Yeah.
He's talking about the 8K.
It's the newest thing that they just announced, that they were essentially pushing out an 8K, I think it's an OLED, TV.
Q900R. It's
yeah.
As well named as the iPhone.
60, what was it, 65, 75, and 85, or something like that, inches?
I'll put a link in our group chat for the show notes.
Yeah. And it was like, I forget what they compared it to. They compared it to what essentially was released when the 4Ks and all the top-end premieres, and they're estimating it to be, like, essentially way more expensive than, like, $5,000.
And there's yeah. No content.
Here's the thing.
No.
When they demonstrated it, they did not demonstrate any native 8K content.
Exactly. So it's like you can buy this TV that has, and it's not even, like, 4K where they're, like, there's content somewhere. It's like you're buying a futuristic piece of technology that may not have any reference or relevance in the next few years.
Aren't there those like red cameras that could shoot in 8K though?
Yeah, I think so.
So it's just if you have like a lot of home videos that are shot on a red camera, then you can enjoy it on your 8K TV.
So nothing,
yeah.
Nothing more
it's
painful.
Only, $60,000 for the base model.
Wait, for the TV?
No, for the camera.
Oh. Well, I mean, if you've already dropped $60,000 on the camera, then what's another $10,000 for the TV, right?
Exactly.
They might as well bundle it together.
Yeah.
Bundle
wait,
deal.
John, so are you actually getting a TV, though?
No, I can't. I have too many TVs. there's probably more digital length of dimension in terms of television than I do per available square footage right now. It's a tight space. I'm starting to feel like I'm the Best Buy, and you just walk down the showcase there, and you just watch kind of what's on.
I mean, the thing is, like, that size television, like, anything, like, 50 is kind of, like, they're so cheap now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, imagine, like, when we were in college, like, having, like, a 42-inch plasma was, like, so expensive.
Insane. And they were so heavy and clunky. Yeah.
Like the CRTs? They didn't...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I had, like, a 20-inch TV in college. Yeah. And that was awesome.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I bought, like, the old BRU guy's TV. Like, it was, like, a Trinitron. It was, like, heavy AF, but it was, like, 36 inches, and it was, like, flat Trinitron. It was so nice.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, like, moving that thing was, like, annoying. I think I just gave it away.
Well, and half of them, they all came in, like, a wheeled carrying case, essentially, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it wasn't anything that you could manage, and if you, like, scraped it, it like ruined the dexterity of everything. It wasn't even like the TV was intact. You're like, oh, it looks like now I gotta go buy something else.
Yeah, I don't know. Now everything's just so cheap. It's like, I don't know. I'm still holding out for that OLED, but I think I'm gonna wait till I move. So
yeah, I don't have an OLED yet either. But
nah. Yeah. Well, you're gonna move sooner than I am.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably not gonna buy an OLED TV when I move, but we'll see.
What?
I mean, it depends on... So if I sell my TV here because I don't want to move it, and I'm going to buy a new TV, then possibly I'll get an OLED TV, but I'm probably going to just take my TV.
Are you moving, like, most of your stuff back?
I think we're going to try to sell a lot of our stuff.
Yeah.
Because, like, our furniture at this point is, like, several years old, and it survived, like, three moves. And so, like, another move is, you know, I don't know. So maybe it's easier to just sell it and then not move it back and then get new stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah. We'll see.
What I was going to say, it's kind of a complexity, though, right? Because are you going to go all in on the furniture sell or see how it goes? Because, I mean, you know, say you sell, like, half of it and then there's just enough left to make it a real big pain in the butt to move. But then you're like, well, crap, I don't want to leave it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we're going to get a truck anyway, so, yeah, like, okay. Whether we fill it with, like, half full or, like, a quarter full, it's probably going to be very similar in price, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so, but which phone are you getting, or are you not getting one, Jason?
I'm going to get one.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I mean, overall, like, I am excited, I think, but, I mean, it seems like 9to5 Mac had some leaks, right, so they had, like, a leaked image, which is like a marketing image of the iPhone
that,
and the Apple.
That image looks like legit, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think it was on purpose?
No.
Or do you think... You don't think so?
No.
But you think Apple's like that sloppy?
Yes.
I don't know. It was Apple. Wasn't it that guy who was going around selling all those secrets or whatever?
No. This one, they didn't say how they got it, but it looked like they just had it up on like a server that was accessible. Which is
just like
which
the
is dumb.
HomePod firmware.
Yeah, I guess so. Just like the HomePod firmware.
Yeah,
but I mean, I don't know. They're a big company. I'm sure they make mistakes, and they have like probably the most people that are snooping around trying to like find this stuff. That like the minute they make a mistake, it'll be found. So I think it's real. I don't think it's on purpose.
But then, do you think that hurts though? Like that's the only thing. Like, is it like, oh no, the secret's out? Like,
I mean,
no.
I don't actually think it will hurt them, just like I don't think that they can come up with the stupidest name and it's not really going to affect sales that much. But yeah. I'm sure that from Apple's perspective that they don't like it, right? Because like they want to be the one that breaks the news. But
true.
At the end of the day, like people are going to buy it, whether they found out about it on the internet on a leak or whether they found out about it at the keynote, it doesn't really matter.
Because I always thought, too, that sometimes with things like that, there's still room for development. You know, like, there's still room for change. So if everybody gets a piece of it and they're like, oh, my God, that looks horrible. Like, they could always be like, that wasn't what we were really doing. Here's the real thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, it makes sense. That's why they have test audience and that's why they poll, you know, people. Oh, what do you want? A bigger screen? Do you want a small, you know what I mean? Better camera and all that kind of stuff. So. sometimes I wonder if they don't do half of that nowadays, where they're just kind of like dropping a little worm in the pond, being like, oh no, that leaked. Oh, we hate ourselves. That's not what we wanted.
Yeah, I don't know. That's definitely possible. But I don't
think
so.
The weird thing is, like, the image that they used as, like, the wallpaper just makes the phone look so weird because, like, the way it was angled.
Oh, it makes it look like it's, like, a sphere or something, right?
Yeah. When I first saw it, I was like, whoa, what is this?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, it's because it's, like, they're showing you it's OLED, so it's, like, really black. But, like, I don't know. I didn't get it at first.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a marketing image, right? I don't know if it'll be the marketing image, but it's one of the marketing images.
Yeah, and it's they showed a gold side, but otherwise looking pretty similar to the 10, right?
Which
is kind of par for the course for what they do every other year. So the gold one looks nice. It looks like, I don't know, maybe it's time to get gold this year.
Yeah, it looks like a... Because now they switched with the 10 from like aluminum to stainless steel, mm-hmm. which I really like. And so, like, yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy if they can make, like, a stainless steel in gold that looks like it's gold, but it's not gold.
Mm-hmm.
Because they came up with the original Apple Watch that actually came in gold, and it was, like, $15,000, right?
Oh, yeah.
But if they can come up with an Apple Watch that's, you know, then they came out with, like, the gold and the rose gold aluminum ones, but you can definitely tell that they're not real gold because they're, like, matte. They're not shiny.
Right, right.
But if they can make, like, a shiny one that actually looks good... that's actually pretty, because it's probably not that expensive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, not really. I mean, all of it's kind of relative, I think, in terms of, like, metal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it'll be priced as, like, a stainless steel device, not, like, $15,000. It'll be priced at, like, a, you know, a regular price. Right. But it will look like it's gold. So that's actually,
well, it also
if they
makes
can
it
pull it off, it'll be cool.
Beg to differ with durability and stuff like that, too, you know, because obviously... A lot of the things that are not as durable, you know, aluminum is quite fragile, you know, when you think about it. So if they can make things that are a little bit more sturdy, but are also similar, you know, then in terms of weight and infrastructure, then it might even be a sturdier phone overall.
Yeah. Wait, so which of these are you going to get?
The big one. Sight unseen, yeah, Max or whatever they call
from
it.
From the beginning.
How about you?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not that, like, super excited as I was last year. I don't know if it's because I haven't been following as much or if it's, like, the same, like, body style.
Yeah.
Like, I guess the off years where they, like, refine are, like, you know, they're really good. You get, like, a really good phone, but it's not as exciting because you kind of already know the form factor and you know the phone. So, I mean, there'll be, like, a few other, like, things. And, you know, it'll be faster, camera will be better and all that. And I'll get it. But I don't think I'm as excited as I am, like, as I would be, like, next year, for example.
Yeah.
I will get the big one this year.
Yeah, no, I feel the same way. So, like, I'm not super excited for the unveiling of the phone. I mean, I'm curious what they're going to improve other than, like, the speed. And, like, they always have one thing, right?
Yeah.
And that, so far, hasn't really leaked other than, like, it's a bigger screen. So, I'm curious
Faster
for
face
that.
ID would be nice.
Yeah, that'll be... I don't think they'll do that this year, but that would be really nice. That's probably the one thing that I want from the phone is faster face ID.
Yeah, don't you think they would do that this year?
I just don't know if it's possible. I mean, of course they would want to do that, but, like, I think Touch ID, it took them 2 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously that's a priority for them. I don't know how close they are to getting, like, super... Like, they really need to improve the, like, the distance... I think that's one of the biggest things. Like, I have to kind of hold it further from my face than I would like. And then the angle.
Yeah.
And then the speed.
Yeah.
So those are the three things. So if they can improve any of those, that would be great. But, yeah, I'm not super excited for the phone this year. But, I mean, what I'm more interested in is, like, they seem like they are ready to release, like, a lot of different products. So there's the phone, obviously. There's three phones. And then there's, like, the new watch. Then there's, like, the rumored bezel-less iPad. Then there's, like... Air Power, if that ever gets released. There's, like, potentially new AirPods. There's new Macs, like a new iMac, like the cheaper
a
MacBook
new,
Air.
Like, MacBook Air.
Yeah, there's just a lot of products. Maybe a new Apple Pencil, right?
Are you in on all of these things?
I'm in on a lot of them, I think, but we'll see. I mean, so the good thing is that I joined the iPhone upgrade program last year.
Okay.
So I'm not, like, that's usually like $1,000 that you have to drop for the phone. Right off the bat, but for me, I'm just going to trade in my old phone And then, you know, I assume the price will go up. So maybe instead of paying, like, I think I pay $56 a month, maybe it's like $65 a month or something like that, right? But it's not a huge cost difference. So I don't need to, like, drop $1,000 right now for a new phone and then also drop, like, another $900 for an iPad and then, like, another something, you know? So I think that frees up more of my budget for other stuff. But we'll see. I mean, I don't know how much of it I'm going to buy. But it's just interesting to see, like, to think about, like, I don't know when they're going to release everything and, like, how, like, what are they going to announce next week? What are they not going to announce next week? And, like, how it all, there's just a lot of announcements.
I mean, what do you think? I mean, Apple Watch and iPhone, don't you think, for sure?
Yeah, the Apple Watch, I mean, looks really cool because it's like a new form factor. Yeah. I think I'll see. I mean, I'm very happy with my watch right now. If it's just the bigger screen, it looks really nice, but like, I'm more on the fence on the Apple Watch.
I'm in on Apple Watch.
Oh, interesting. Like, do you really like yours right now?
It's just such like a big part of what I do every day when I'm like at work. It's like, I don't know, I use it a lot, I think.
Yeah. So then then I think it makes sense. Like, I use it a decent amount. Like, I like it, but unless this one does something brand new, like if it had an always on screen, then I would 100% buy it. If it doesn't have an always on screen and it's just the bigger screen, then I'm probably, you know, on the fence, but like I would like to get it, but you know, it's a lower priority for me. But I think an iPad, I would definitely upgrade to if it's a bezel-less iPad.
I'm probably not in on iPad.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I actually partly because every iPad I get gets like stolen by someone, like not like someone in the family will take it.
Oh, Matthew?
So, like, well, okay. So Matthew is actually using the latest iPad Mini, which is old, but it's like the iPad Mini 4.
Oh, okay.
So he's using that. Min is using my 10.5 iPad Pro, and Min's mom is using my 13.3 iPad Pro.
Yeah.
So I'm iPadless, and I actually don't really miss it. I actually picked up a Surface Go.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And you like it?
It's terribly slow, but I like it.
Okay.
Like, the processor is really crap. I think, like, the next revision, if they increase the speed, will be really nice. Because the form factor for that is amazing. Like, compared to the Surface Pro, the Surface Go, I think, is, like, it's really nice. The keyboard is definitely smaller, but it's not, you know, you get used to that real quick. So, I think, like, you know, at work, it's, like, I don't know. I'm always trying to find something. I think I still probably prefer carrying a laptop more just because you can hold it by the bottom case. And you can never do that with a Surface. Well, I guess with like the Surface laptop, but I don't know. Overall, I like it a lot. So far, except for the fact that it's really slow.
And it runs Windows. That's like the biggest thing for me.
You know, the one thing that I don't like is like I need to figure out how to sync my password. So I think I may move over to you know how I love iCloud Keychain.
Yep.
I may actually move over to 1Password just because it's on both Windows and Mac. But the thing is, there's like, I was looking, there's no real easy way to export from iCloud Keychain.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
When you move from like 1Password to like somewhere else.
Yep.
They don't really make it easy for you. Like, I think, you know, I was looking, some people, like some like whatever dedicated users of 1Password have developed like tools to kind of like, it's kind of like hacky ways to get your password out, but I think it's like been broken or people haven't updated the tool. So then I'll have to do it like one by one and it's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
So. But I think once I get through that, then I'll like using it even more. Because I'm trying to use it like I use my Mac, like trying not to use Chrome. So I'm trying to use like Microsoft Edge, you know, like I would use Safari. And actually, Edge is not terrible. Huh. I think it works okay on that Surface. And I upgraded it from, you know, that whatever Windows 10S to Home. And I don't think it took much of a performance hit. And I have like the type cover and like the pen. And it's good.
Interesting.
It's serviceable, but it's like, you know, you can definitely feel it kind of chugging along if you try to do too many things. So, you know, you can't use it for like, I wouldn't use it for like photo editing or anything, but for what I do, which is like Citrix work and maybe like some Word, you know, Excel, it runs Office well and it can do Citrix fine. So that's really all I need it to do. And it's $399.
But if they had like a bezel-less iPad, right? Like a new one that comes with a new processor, it's even faster.
Yep.
And it's not going to get stolen because Min already has an iPad and Min's mom already has one, right?
Yeah.
You still would prefer the Surface Go, right? Is it the keyboard or is it like...
I don't think I'd prefer it for like home stuff. For home stuff, for sure, I would like the iPad. But I think the reason I let... It's kind of like I let them steal it, right? Because I'm not really using it that much.
Right.
I think I use my like MacBook way more than I use my iPad, and I want to use the iPad more. Like, huh. I like the idea of it.
Yeah.
But for me, I don't know if I'm just like too old school that like I need like a laptop. I feel like I, you know, yeah. I can do more things on a laptop.
Yeah, I mean the iPad is definitely not a laptop. Or it's not, it's so, still not even close.
So, in that way I don't know. Like the stuff that I do, it just feels more comfortable like just doing it on a laptop on my MacBook. So,
that's interesting. I
don't know. I may change my mind if it looks like really nice. I'll probably like, who am I kidding? I'll probably get it.
But, of course.
I don't know. I don't know if I'll like right now. I'm not planning on buying it, which is like pretty huge for me because I was in on like every iPad so far, I think.
Yeah.
But I think I just realized that, you know, after I buy it, I don't really like use it that much. And then, you know, Min and Min's mom end up using it more because I think it fits what they do, which is basically like consumption.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Of like media, so
yeah,
like they watch like all their shows on there. Like Min watches like all like she binges Netflix on there. Like I can't, I don't know.
Oh, interesting. I don't do that. I don't. I only do that on trips or like on the plane. But like I still just browse the web mostly on my iPad than on my MacBook. I don't. I rarely use my MacBook. I only needed it when I was like doing writing stuff, like the, you know, just for planning. Or if I have to open up a lot, like do like serious research and stuff, and like open up a lot of tabs, then sure. Or like like ordering a lot of things, I would do it on my phone, or like looking up flights. But other than that, like on a day to day basis, like I use my iPad way more than my MacBook.
Yeah. Huh. That's really interesting.
It's because I don't do anything anymore, right? Like it's so like if I had to edit photos or I had to like really do stuff, then I think the MacBook makes way more sense. And like Karen definitely uses like a MacBook way more than she uses like an iPad. I just don't really do that anymore, and so for me, like the iPad makes more sense.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting. Yeah. I got to actually. I've been using my 15-inch more. Like it was docked to the LG Ultrafine here. I've been kind of using it as a desktop because I sold my iMac. But I actually undocked it because when I was upgrading Mojave, I think I bricked my 13-inch MacBook Pro, the non-touch bar one, the MacBook Escape.
Or yep.
Is it the Escape? Yeah. And yeah, I mean, I realized like this laptop feels huge. Like I really like the screen size. I mean, it's heavy and big, but it's really nice.
Yeah.
Like this feels to me after using the 13-inch, it feels to me like what using the 17-inch used to feel like. Like it feels like that big and heavy and like really like open, you know?
Yeah.
So I like it. I'm using it now. I don't know until I fix the MacBook. I don't know. I just need to probably reinstall macOS. So, but yeah, I'm in for the watch and I'm in for the phone for sure. And maybe plus or minus the iPad.
Yeah. So
probably not.
Same with me. Well, I'm doing phone and then iPad for sure. And then maybe the watch.
Yeah.
And John, you're getting nothing?
Nope.
Do you?
He's getting the 8K Samsung.
I just got my renewal on my OtterBox. So I'm probably good for another 2 years on my phone.
Are you even going to like follow it or, you know, like, do you even care at all or no?
Yes and no. I mean, like, I'm usually aware of a lot of the different things and conscious. It's not like, oh, God, what's that? Oh, I didn't even know that was happening. Oh, well, that's interesting. You know what I mean? But for me, it doesn't make a lot of sense for me to update it. Like, I have nothing to gain, really.
Yep.
So, it doesn't. And the watch, like, I'm borrowing Michael's so that we can set records in Pokemon Go, and that's about...
Oh, yeah, I'm back on the Pokemon.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that's about all I use it for. I mean, I could see if there was a lot more integrated things, you know, like if it could, well, I mean, if it could sense or at least detect, you know, kind of the same with the phone, like the face detect, so that you could use it so that way you wouldn't have to use like things in your smart home. So, you know, if you came home and you walked into a room and the lights would turn on, you know, like things like that, then I guess I could see.
Yeah.
But I don't know, for a watch standpoint, I guess I'm more traditional, like, chrono type of time versus the whole future digital age thing. But phone-wise, I kind of went out on a whim and I got the giant size 200 gig phone when I got the 7, and I kind of did it as a long haul maneuver so I can just keep all the stuff that I want on the phone with pictures and not, you know, because before I had the 6 and that was a space issue. Like, I was constantly finding myself trying to delete things and do different things to make space for things. And now I just, like Ron Papil, I just set it up and forget it. And whatever's on the phone's on the phone. I forget who was. One of the med students saw me, like, flipping through the 50 pages of, like, apps. And she's like, oh, that's a lot of apps. And I was like, yeah, I don't use, like, half of them at best. But I know exactly where they're at, and I know exactly where to find the other things, so they stay where they are. So, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't organize my apps at all, other than like maybe the first and second page.
Yeah,
but I just like search otherwise for everything.
Yeah, but it is interesting though, because like kind of in a way, like Mike was saying, I think now a lot of the purchases aren't necessarily like a need, or I guess I don't feel like I need to update. Like, I was rummaging through a bunch of stuff and I found like the first gen iPod Touch, and it was just like laying there like a criminally old dying piece of machine, and I was like, there's really nothing wrong with it. Like, I could plug it in, power it up, and listen to whatever I had on it. So I'm not like, oh, I got to go buy a new iPod, you know, just because I want to go listen to music, or, you know, right. I don't use a lot of this stuff anymore either. So I kind of feel like I don't have the Min and Min's mom and Matthew. So I don't have anything to pass on. So if I'm not using it, it just sits there. And I don't have the necessary, I guess, also time to sit and be like, oh, I'm going to use the iPad for now. And then like next week, oh, like I need to work on this. It's easier to work on the computer. So I guess I kind of have enough that I don't need anything where it's outdated enough that it's slow. And I'm kind of looking to make that giant leap into the new era.
Makes sense.
All right. What's next? Anything else about this Apple stuff?
No, I mean, that's it. You guys playing any games?
Oh, yes and no, I guess. Kind of took a
Mario Tennis Aces.
Slow turn, yeah. We've kind of moved to the Switch realm. We've been trying to...
We're trying to beat little kids up, yeah, on Mario
Tennis. Pwn people, like, playing on doubles? Mario Tennis. Yeah.
I heard that game's like, it's fun, but it's really hard, right? I just never got into it because it was going to get my ass whooped every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it's surprisingly deep. Like, there is like stuff you can, you know, there's like advanced stuff you can like pick up and play, but then like any Nintendo game, there's like depth to it. So
Like, you can definitely tell, like, even when we're trying to like mash through the main like campaign or whatever they have for it, that as you go on, it's like a little bit of a learning curve and you get a little bit better and you think about like the things that you did before and you're like, wow, I bet you I wouldn't have been able to do that. Like, before they had all the updates, there was, like, some of the levels or the bosses that Mike and I were stuck on, and I just got, like, on a Mario rage, and I just started, like, destroying the bosses because of all these things, and he'd be like, holy crap, how'd you do that? Where did that come from? I can't believe you just beat it. And then now we play some of these people, and we're like, yeah, we just owned him. And then the next match, you're just like, what just happened? Like, why? Why did that happen? We didn't even hit anything back.
Yeah, that's why, like, it's not like virtual tennis or something like that where you can just pick it up and play it and, like, you really need to know what you're doing, right?
Yeah, it's like a skill. Dominated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if you wanted to pick it up and play with friends, you could always easily do it and still have fun. But when you get to, like, when you're trying to, I guess, be serious about Mario Tennis, it's a lot harder than it is on the surface.
Yeah. Anything else?
Looking forward to Destiny 2 Forsaken.
Oh, you are, like, playing.
I haven't played it yet. I haven't even bought it yet.
But you plan on playing.
Which, I mean, not like, again, probably not hardcore, just based on like time limitations. I just don't think it'll ever be like vanilla and Taken King where, you know, we were like probably one of the probably not one of the first to like finish the raid, but at least like we played it like day one
on top
like,
of
when
it.
The raid launched, like, you know. And then Will had to leave and we couldn't finish it.
Nice.
I can say that because he's not here. Actually, I'd probably say it even if he was here. But yeah, I mean, of course, like I want to find out the story. Like the story sounds like interesting. So I'll probably pick it up. I want to pick up Spider-Man. That comes out tonight.
I was just going to ask about that.
Yeah,
if anybody, it looks awesome. And of course,
yeah,
the last Spider-Man I think that I enjoyed was like on the 64. And is it even possible? I don't even know. Maybe I'm making that up. But it's been so long, and Spider-Man is such a... Oh, it's probably one of the GameCubes or something like that, honestly, now that I think about it. But it looks like it's supposed to be really awesome, and there's decent collaboration, you know, for it.
Yeah. Yeah, how about you, Jason? Playing anything? I'm sure you've been busy with wedding
stuff
until pretty recently.
I haven't played them. So I've been playing some Hollow Knight on Switch.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's really
like
good.
The Metroidvania, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's really good. It reminds me a lot of like Ori and the Blind Forest, which I really liked.
Okay.
So I'm not too far into it, but I want to play that, and then I want to get Spider-Man. There's like a lot of games coming out this fall that I'm really looking forward to, though, so I was just wondering like what you guys plan on playing. But there's Spider-Man, and then I think next week is like Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
Oh, yeah.
Which, right. The second Rise of the Tomb Raider I thought was really good, and so, like, I totally want to play that game. There's a...
I mean, that one I'll probably just wait till it's on sale.
Yeah.
I can wait for that
Wasn't Rise exclusive for Xbox only?
I think it was originally.
It came to...
Yeah,
oh,
it may have
it did? Okay.
To PS4.
It was, like, a timed exclusive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that one was really good. Like, the reboot was good, and then I thought Rise was actually even better. So hopefully this one will be good, but we'll see. And then there's like, what else? The new Assassin's Creed. It's coming out in October.
Oh, yeah.
That looks really good. There's like the new Forza Horizon, which I want to play. Well, there's a lot of games. Red Dead Redemption, of course.
Wait, when does the new Forza come out?
First week in October.
Oh, nice.
Oh, so I did the Game Pass thing. So I found the Game Pass.
All right.
There was like a special... It was like $2 for 2 months.
Okay. Nice.
Are there any what?
I was going to say, like, the Play Anywheres. Are there a lot of Play Anywheres on Game Pass? I set up my gaming PC.
I don't know.
A gaming PC.
I have no idea which ones are Play Anywhere because I don't have a PC. But
so we should play.
Yeah, but if you get
Forza, will be, right? Play Anywhere.
Yeah, probably will be. Yeah, so we can definitely play.
Will that be on Game Pass?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
So it'll be on Game Pass.
I'll sign up for Game Pass when Forza comes out.
So do you think that if you have Game Pass, will that work?
I just Googled it. Play Anywhere Xbox Game Pass games can play on PC too.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if you get it, we can play. I want to try Forza out, and then I want to play. What else is there? Spider-Man. Red Dead Redemption, which I never even played the first one, but that should be good.
It was okay. I don't know. I remember playing it, and maybe it was just because I was too altruistic, like a traditional Grand Theft Auto. I was like, why is this like Grand Theft Auto, but I gotta ride a horse everywhere? Like, it was a little too... it just didn't have that feeling of what I was looking for, I guess. Because I remember playing it, and I think... I'm trying to remember if I got it from like a Redbox rental when they just started the games, and I was like, for like $2, I might as well give it a shot. And I was like, I'll just bring it back tomorrow.
Oh, wow. I mean, I've never played the first one. I never even tried it, but...
it was popular. I mean, and it got good reviews, but I don't know. I just didn't click when I had played it. Maybe I didn't play it enough. That's also one of the things. That sometimes it takes a while to get to the depth of the game and actually involved enough to see the true purpose of it, I guess.
Yeah. What about, have you guys played Hitman at all?
Yeah.
Like not the episodic one, like the most recent Hitman.
No, I haven't played that one. The old ones, I played all three of those, but...
Yeah.
No, I have not.
I really want to play Hitman 2. Because I really want to play the first one. Like, I have the first season, but I just haven't gotten around to playing it. But then they said that If you own the first season and you buy Hitman 2, they're going to re-release the first season maps with like all the enhancements of Hitman 2.
Hmm.
So if I've never played it, I might as well just wait and then play it in like the Hitman 2 version of the map.
Yeah.
But they have, I think there's co-op this time. So we can definitely like play. Like, it just seems like a cool game because like you can, there's just so many different ways that you can accomplish the mission.
Yeah.
So it seems like it could be fun.
I'm in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I want to try.
Yeah. I want to play the final season of The Walking Dead once it's like all released.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a good deal. I think you can buy like the final season and you get all the other ones. I mean, I don't know if you've already played all the other ones, but you get all the other games too.
I've played all the other ones.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, are they all good? I've stopped after season two.
Season two I thought was not that great.
Hmm.
I think season three was better. And then this is season four, right?
I don't know.
Have you played?
It was like 900 days or something.
Different, yeah. Like the other one, not the other one.
There's like
but,
the Michonne one.
Yeah.
And then there's like some, I don't know. Yeah, I remember liking the first two seasons. So maybe I'll give it a shot, and I'll just buy, I'll pre-order the last season, and I'll get all the other ones, and I'll catch up.
Is it like good to know the show? Like most of the like, I guess the other ones that I've played.
Oh, like if you play like. I know what you mean. No,
yeah.
It's like completely different. I don't think there's actually any crossover. I don't know if maybe this season will have a crossover, but
no, because
I don't think there has been.
I think the last ones that I played was like the Borderlands. I played the Batman, and I played, what was the other one? Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy. And they've all kind of been, you know, the basis for the content, but I mean, you'd have no. Like, if you never knew what Guardians of the Galaxy was, and you just picked it up and played it, you'd be like, oh, okay. Like, you wouldn't know any of the character development or anything like that. You could easily set it down and walk into Guardians of the Galaxy 3 and be like, hey, wait, I know that guy, but not know anything.
Yeah, no, this one you don't need to know the show or the comic, but you definitely need to play. I think it's best if you play it from the beginning.
Yeah.
From, like, season one.
Nice.
Because the characters, some characters carry over from season to season.
When does it come out? Soon?
I think the first episode is already out of the last season.
Oh, okay.
But they're just, you know, like trickle releasing it. So I'll just wait till it's all done. And then pick it up. Let's see, what else?
Are you going to play like Battlefield or Call of Duty or any of those like shooting games?
I still actually maybe play Call of Duty with my cousin. Actually, every once in a while he tries to get a bunch of people together and we'll all go in on like, we've been playing on like the 1914 map where it's like really small and there's like crates and stuff like that. So it's really, it's open, but it's easy to find people. It's not like you have to hunt and stuff like that. And we'll just have all sorts of different random things where like you're only supposed to use a pistol or you can only use a knife or, you know, something like that. But I've kind of fallen off the Call of Duty bandwagon, per se, where back in the day I used to, you know, prestige 2-3 times. I think I only prestiged once in this most recent release. And
I don't know. It's just like you just don't have time, even if you wanted to, you know, like to prestige, like, I don't know. It's kind of sad, but
yeah. Well, it's like a point too, because in like as silly or as stupid as it sounds, like you're playing the same thing over and over and over, and you're just trying to get either new variants of weapons or new abilities for the weapons or upgrades for the weapon. And when you're done, you just go and play another season. So it's you know. As goofy as it sounds, it's like Destiny, you know, like we worked our butts off and had probably some of the best characters in the entire Destiny, you know, realm. And then they're like, delete.
Yeah. All your stuff is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. It's kind of depressing, but, yeah, we should play something all together.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we'll check out Forza, I guess. That's like the first co-op game.
And
then we can do Hitman.
John has his X-Bone.
I do.
Let's do it.
all my memberships primed and ready to use, I think.
Nice.
Yep. Okay, I'm actually excited about 4. Like, Horizon is really fun.
Yeah, it's fun. I've never even played it multiplayer, but I think it'll be fun, especially if we can get like 3 or 4 people.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, let's do that. Anything else? Google Day, right? Isn't that coming up? Pixel 3. That's
oh, yeah.
October, though.
October 9th, yeah. Did you guys see any new movies lately?
No.
I canceled my movie pass.
Yep.
Oh, you did?
The pass is dead. It's dead to me.
Oh, wow. You both canceled.
I just got so hangry. So angry. I am angry.
Oh, yeah.
I got so angry with all the changes they made that I just... And I wasn't going after Madison, so...
Are you going to do, like the AMC A-list thing?
If there were an AMC, that would be awesome.
Oh, there is.
Like, I think what MoviePass did was good. Like, you know, open these like theaters' eyes to the idea.
Yeah,
of
for
the
sure.
Subscription things, and I think that's probably what their legacy will be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think they'll be like, you know, I think they're gone by next year this time for sure.
Oh yeah.
I agree. I think they did a very good job opening the door for other people to compete.
Yeah.
That now it's all kind of a level-headed, like, hey, if you want to see, you know, 4 movies a month, all you have to do is pay $20, and, you know, then you can see these 4. And now, unfortunately, they put themselves so far out there now that you were before, where you're like, oh, I could go anytime and see a movie once a day.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you're like, it was funny because Mike and I were like, oh, now we got to pay $10 a month to only see 3 movies, and we haven't even gone to a movie in like 3 months. But we're like, no, we're done. We're canceling it.
Yeah.
$10 for 3, that's too much.
Yeah.
No, I mean, AMC is just in such a better position to like take advantage of it, because like they make money off the concessions, they do all that stuff, right? So like Karen and I signed up for I signed us both up for the AMC one. Mm-hmm. Because I wanted to watch Mission Impossible in IMAX, and that alone is $20, so at least in San Francisco. So it made it worth it from the first month. And then we've seen, like, Karen has seen a movie by herself when I was out of town, and then we saw Crazy Rich Asians, we saw Searching. So, I mean, we're not seeing, like, a movie a week to, like, maximize it, but it definitely works in that we're seeing more movies than we otherwise would have seen, but we're still kind of, quote-unquote, saving money.
Yeah,
And it's just nice because like you don't have to worry about like how much it costs. You're just like, yeah, let's go watch a movie. And we'll go watch it.
Yeah, I think I think it does a good justice also depending on where you live, because like we can go see a prime quote matinee movie for like $10. So even then, if you're like, oh well, $10 a month, you know, and you can see 3 movies. Well, if we don't go see 3 movies, then we see 1 movie. Then we have the worry of the months that we don't go, we're going to end up paying for it anyway. And then you have to not remember your card and have the app. And then you're like, ah, well, you know, for the price that it is, it's not bad. If it starts to be, you know, $15, $16, then you're like, oh, God, you know, well, that's not such a bad deal because, you know, then you can plan your movie, etc. But then now we can just go and see whatever movie. We don't have to be worried like, oh, is that one not on the list yet because it's still new and... But,
I mean, it definitely makes more sense if you live in like New York or like a big city where the ticket by itself is like $15 to $20 for one movie, right? But if you can go, like if your ticket prices are still cheap at the local theater, then it makes less sense because you would have to see way more movies just to make up the cost.
No.
Right.
Yeah. But I did want to talk about Searching. Have you guys heard of this movie?
Mm-mm. Searching. I'm searching for Searching right now.
It's a so it came
Search
out
for me.
Last week, I think, but it's like a low budget movie.
Oh, yeah, I do know. This is the John Cho movie.
John Cho movie, yeah. It's like I guess it's called Screen Life. So like the entire movie takes place through like different screens, like a computer screen, a phone screen, or like a security camera or something like that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's really gimmicky, but it's really good. So you guys should totally watch it. Like I'm trying to get people to watch it, and like nobody seems interested for some reason. But it's really good. And like every like review that I've seen after I saw the movie, everyone seems to really like it.
Okay.
So it's not just me. I guarantee you will enjoy it. Or
will it be better than Downsizing?
Yes, guaranteed. No, it's legitimately really good, and it. they do a lot of creative stuff. There's like a good number of twists, and like it's pretty creative. It's good.
So you do you think it's almost like what was that one movie? Like in a Unfriended? In terms of.
Oh yeah.
People talk about Unfriended. I've never seen Unfriended.
And oh no. I was going with like a totally different perspective in terms of the way you film a movie. What was that movie they came out with a few years ago? That Henry movie, Henry.
Hardcore Henry.
Hardcore. There you go.
Yeah.
Because it was like that whole first person, you know, aspect, so, and nobody did it before. And
yeah, so I will say, like, I'm not. I won't spoil the story, obviously, but like, it seems like a very interactive. So like, I think it is a gimmick, right? And like, I think that like. You couldn't see that many movies that are like this because, like, you'll kind of, like, they'll... There's a couple of creative things that they do, and you're kind of, like, when you watch it, you're going to be like, oh, that's really cool, that's really creative, but, like, you can only do that so many times, right?
Yeah, before you're like, oh, that's normal.
Yeah, right. But, like, the first... Like, this is, like, a really good one to watch because they do it really well. And, like, because it's on the screen, it's very relatable because, like, the character does stuff that you would also do. And so you're kind of, like, figuring these things out as they're figuring it out themselves too. So it almost seems like it's interactive, even though you're not obviously interacting with the movie, but like it's very relatable, I would say. So it's actually like really well done.
I'm
sold.
Yeah.
We will watch it.
Yeah. Cool. That's it. I got to make dinner now.
let's see how, what we think after all the announcements on Tuesday.
Sounds good.
Doesn't have to be next week, but sometime after.
Not probably like before
4 or 5 months.
WWDC. Yeah.
And we can talk about my Model 3.
Oh, you got it?
Bum, bum, bum. That's for next time.
Oh, wow. I see. I see what you did there. Nice.
I got it on Saturday.
Oh, awesome.
I've had it for almost a week.
Cool. Yeah. Let's definitely record soon.
All right. Sounds good.
Cool. Sounds good.
All right. See you guys next time.
Yeah. Later.
Bye.